USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump on Monday at the White House telling reporters that he's losing patience with Iran.
They disrespected the United States. They shouldn't have done that. That was a big mistake. One of the best things I've done is terminate that ridiculous deal. If they want to make a deal, it's getting harder for me to want to make a deal with Iran.
The president was referring to the 2015 nuclear agreement. Puerto Rico's governor says he will not seek re-election next year after a week of protests. Richard Rosello says he hears what the protesters are saying.
I will continue to make my decisions and work with the people of Puerto Rico. I've left every ounce of heart, everything that I've done so that we can recover properly.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and the White House and congressional leaders have announced they've reached a deal on raising the nation's debt ceiling. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Equifax will have to pay $700 million to settle the largest data breach ever. Back in 2017, Equifax leaked the private information of almost 150 million people. At a press conference on Monday, chair of the settlement committee, attorney Norman Siegel, says the money will help people out.
There are some things in life that cannot be solved with money. This is not one of them.
Another former White House staffer has landed a job with Fox News. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
It's the latest turn of the revolving door between the Trump administration and the president's favorite TV news network, Fox News. Raj Shah, who was formerly the White House principal deputy press chief, has now taken a new job at Fox Corporation as senior vice president. Shah joins former Trump aide Hope Hicks in the executive suite of this corporation, which formed earlier this year after Disney's acquisition of 21st Century Fox.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as President Trump welcomes the Prime Minister of Pakistan to the White House, the President took some questions from reporters and was asked just how much of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's testimony he'll be watching on Wednesday.
No, I'm not going to be watching. Probably, maybe I'll see a little bit of it. I'm not going to be watching Mueller because you can't take all those bites out of the apple. We had no collusion, no obstruction. We had no nothing. We had a total no collusion finding. The Democrats were devastated by it. They went crazy. They've gone off the deep end. They're not doing anything. They're not doing health care. They're not doing infrastructure. They're not lowering drug prices. I'm lowering drug prices. First time in 53 years that drug prices went down last year. 53 years. And I'm doing that without the help of Congress, which makes it much tougher to do, because if they worked with us, I could get drug prices down in half. But the Democrats don't seem to care about drug prices. All they care about is a phony investigation where the report was written. It said no collusion. The report was written, and the Attorney General, based on the report, was easily able to find there was no obstruction.
And finally, earthquakes in Southern California keep occurring. A 4.2 quake hit the 29 Palms area this morning, which is about 180 miles from where the majority of the earthquakes have been happening, up near Ridgecrest, California. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.